including Album of the Year. Nobel Peace Prize winner Mikhail Gorbachev is one of three narrators on a new...
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up!
Es spricht der Führer!
Hi, good morning. It's wonderful to see you all here, and I'd like to mention...
But the light had blown out. His buddy was sitting in the dark. He said, man, what the hell you scream for? The other guy said, I pushed his handle down behind me and like to kill myself. The other guy struck a match. What the hell? No wonder you like to kill yourself. You're sitting on the mop bucket. All together, fellas.
Es lebe die nationalsozialistische Bewegung!
And when you think about the film, films that have come out of Hollywood about war, and there have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of films about war, they are almost always films that glorify military heroism and war. I mean, there are occasional departures from that, but mostly it's yes, military heroes, military heroism, and the kind of films that will not persuade young audiences that they should not immediately go to war and embrace war. So I began to think about telling a story of wars from a different perspective. And when you look at war from a different perspective, you come up with all sorts of scenarios. And you take the Revolutionary War, which, well, how can you speak against the Revolutionary War, right? It's one of our good wars. We have lists. We have good wars, bad wars. I had a student once who wrote about war, and she said, wars are like wines. There are good years and bad years. You see? She said, but war, she said, is not like wine.
You must read.
She said, war is like cyanide.
Fuck up now, please.
One drop and you're dead. So even the good wars need to be re-examined and seen as not simply how they're presented to us in such a way as to make war acceptable as a way of solving problems. And so I'll take this one of the best of our wars, which is the Revolutionary War. And if you tell the story of the Revolution not from the standpoint of the Founding Fathers and not from the standpoint of, the need for... And remember, wars, yes, they're complex phenomena and there are moral issues intertwined with them. And the Americans were oppressed by the English, but there were also Americans who were oppressed by Americans. the rebel.
The above is true, totally true, true all the way down to the deepest philosophical, psychological, political, and moral fundamentals.
You need to find every copy in town and destroy it.
Every copy?
Yeah, every copy. Find.
Give us a snare rush, 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 sharp.
Hold something just with face and with their bodies. For example, the leaks at other ear. We know you're so pain and culty being them found his inking and immediately gives you family, which I think is relatively clear quickly.
And it was fine to look. I don't want to get too literal too much background this way because
exactly.
Down subtle.
This is the most movie I actually really love is reveals her the cut tools she's hid from everybody else. And this on a box.
Shut the fuck up!
Production on it, and it swept over. For weeks, would be on that, specifically would be it. And there's something wonderfully medieval and fishtick and teenage about odds that she had to use it herself. Here we are in a ballad and get a look. Aaron and I a lot of reading of people's ballads, the one which they're trying to pull some. In a lie that otherwise feels beaten to them.
My name is Noah Cohen.
Fairly.
And probably people can recognize from my name that
I'm
Jewish.
Way and act out
some
look
people may be wondering why I'm on this panel.
And, I've seen actually Stone watch either film that was ripped, maybe Nerfine's from a
because I wanted
to meet something you didn't know about her family and other Wendy. I'd have heard herself. Oh, showing the way. Hostile.
Everybody got me. Draw shifting him cat.
Yeah, we'll cut here to them. You know what's got stairs to share. Bill, yeah. That would take your stuff, which you worked for all night. And, well, for a wonderful red crane, which delayed not one meet. It was absolutely free. I'm in the camera. Probably all part on bag and in the water. It's a horrible heap. It's shitting. And then...
because from the 30th floor down, the sprinklers was on. And then I tried to throw out for the people in the wheelchairs because they couldn't get out. They were sitting there waiting for somebody to carry them down.
9:59 a.m. The south tower of the World Trade Center collapses. An unknown number of people still trapped inside. 1/2 hour later, at approximately 10:28 a.m., the north tower of the World Trade Center collapses. Rubble, debris, and blocks.
Stop.
Oh!
This is the most damning indictment of socialism that a rational person could need to see.
Diese Sendung geht über die Kurzwellensender GSA 49 Meter Band mit 6050 kHz, GSW im 41 Meter Band mit 7530 kHz,
Der Reichspropagandaleiter der NSDAP gibt für alle Gauer folgende Anordnung bekannt.
Every copy?
Yeah.
Every copy. Find it. Bury it.
But
it's Time magazine. I mean, it'd be probably hard to get every copy, I guess.
Yeah? So? Find a way. Do it. Figure it out.
Three books and in our culture. That make it known that wars are not simply wars of one people or against another, but wars always involve class differences within each side, in which the victory in war is very often a victory that's not shared by everybody, but only shared by a few.
Never make a plan, like a comet shooting across the sky. It just happens.
I've never done anything violent to anybody. Just the minimum that was necessary. No fear, no pain. I just go to sleep. But after it's done, there's no going back. No second chance.
I would also like to begin by telling some family history.
Is it a very good piece of can have a water? This with something to with what he high teacher is smack his hand with rule in the dip is but all they assisted to rough like there's manners or talking fours. Actually, I think a real sense of what you've
missed. The old bag from the bridge.
It's just amazing. To that kind of detail. There's a lot
of things. You must really shut the fuck up now, please.
Jim Warren and underwater. One reason that is.
Shut the fuck up!
I would say that my deepest connection to Jewish collective experience, historical experience, this century, comes through an aunt by marriage on my father's side of the family who came from Czechoslovakia, and she lived through the Nazi occupation of Czechoslovakia. She often spoke about what she witnessed after the Nazi occupation, the transformation of a society that seemed secular, integrated, that seemed to have an open place for Jewish people, into one in which Jewish people were rapidly deprived of their rights and ultimately of their lives. Actually, my aunt survived the occupation because she was hidden by a Czech family who took her in. She was the sole member of her family to be taken in. And they hid her crucially for more than a month. That was crucial because when she was ultimately sent to Theresienstadt, she was sent about 3 days before the last train left.
Picked up by a double nickel club. But I found I made no money. I looked at my royalty sheets, I made no money. That's where the money is, though, you see, is marketing it truly like a book club thing. And the publisher makes the money, but the author doesn't. He makes his 10%. Of the flat price on the trade edition only. And what they do is this. They print up about 2,000 copies of the trade edition. They sell 500 of them, and they pulp the rest the next day. I didn't know that. That was almost enough to make me feel right entirely.
Get me packed up now. I need to get personal.
What services?
Who died?
No one yet. It's Yom Kippur, you idiot.
Oh.
It's Yom Kippur, you idiot.
Oh. I didn't realize Ackerman was a Jewish name.
Jewish enough, especially when the big players are involved. Besides,
I feel a sudden need to atone for my sins.
Here for the fucking food. You are here for me to enlighten you.
Thank you.
guys just like us. We're going to be taking over this case full time. They're going to read the coroner's report. And every time they do, they're going to find something that...
Interview the customers, the cook, that girl at the diner, then back to that asshole bartender, the lady with the baby. Then they'll have some artist start to make a sketch of what they describe.
She told me then that only a month before, when she had been ill with a virus, a couple she knew had come by to make dinner for her. After the meal, they said they wanted her to watch them screw. So she did. She sat up on the bed with a temperature of 102, and they took off their clothes and went at it on the bedroom rug. And you know what they wanted me to do while they were making it? No. I had some bananas on the counter in the kitchen, and they wanted me to eat one while I watched. For the arcane symbolism, no doubt. The what? Why'd they want you to eat the banana?
To edify you, to send you off into the now not so unknown future, so come along with me.
That counts. I think that when my aunt came to the United States, she drew a very powerful lesson from that experience, and it's a lesson that was often talked about in my family, and that's a lesson about standing up for fundamental rights and standing up for them early.
None of them could possibly have appeared in any newspaper or the New Yorker magazine. There was something peculiar that you could do in emails or on the web that was new.
Yeah, that's probably true. I guess it's because maybe the technology makes it so easy to forward little bits of information. Kind of like maybe the threshold or the level of activity or commitment it takes on your part is much lower than it would be. It's not like if somebody mailed you a postcard with a really funny joke on it. I mean, it would have to be pretty damn funny for you to actually then send out 20 postcards with the same joke on it to all your friends. With the stamp and everything, so stuff can just move really quickly.
Take that and feel for it. I've been deficit because of my time.
Jokes about guys fighting karate with each other, it's totally pointless and absurd. And so I kind of made a decision, well, I guess I'll try to make a comic about how I actually feel for once. And so since I already had the clip art open and I had a page, you know, I had a website, I just made the comics for myself and read them, and then just put them up on the website so that I could forward them to my friends, you know.
It's the worst street in town. It's so bad. But you're not afraid, are you? Of course you are. So am I. But we don't have to drive it every day. Not like him. Him. Down there. Tooling his big black and white around the endless curve of Police Street. Now, don't tell me you wouldn't like to cruise in one of those screamers. So come on. Come on down. Settle back here, back in the back seat. Don't mind the bars between you and the driver. They're for your protection, not his.
1 foot fighter 22, 1 foot fighter 22.
Him?
Come in, please.
Who's him? A nobody.
1 foot fighter 22.
Just
foot fighter
a cop.
22. Come in, please.
His name's Coolzip. Check with Lieutenant Random, Coolzip, XPD. And he's been on the force so long, he looks like a 57-year-old potato in a trick suit.
1 foot fighter 22. One housewife 45. One housewife 45. This is one daddy, 57.
He's forgotten at home, and he runs his siren just for company, but he's a crumpled kind of hero to his wife.
This is one housewife, 45, reading you, dear.
Wow.
Reading you, sir. Reading you, one daddy, 57.
We turn the light on.
How to fake like you are nice and caring. No, I don't want
to. I want to suggest to you as an aside that the problem that Darwin faced in the 19th century was not evolution. That's the problem for the 20th century, and there's a rather different matter, and hopefully you'll have a chance to talk about it. The problem that Darwin faced had to do with natural selection, the fact that there was no divine force.
Now this is quite an important chapter, as you will see.
Yet there I was in the middle of a semester teaching stuff, you know. And I got so that I really, it was so profound what was happening to me, and it was so indescribable.
C, F, A flat. F sharp.
Socialism is a regression to primitive barbarism.
Threw him up on a page and just sent the URL to like 10 friends of mine.
An editor, two editors, told me that this is actually what happens. A hardcover publisher puts out a science fiction novel and pulps his trade edition immediately and turns it over to the book club. So the author looks at his royalty sheet and says, that's really strange. He says, no matter how good my novel is, it will only sell 2,000 copies. It always stops at 2,000 copies. Because that's at the point that the publisher decided to pulp the edition.
What that meant is that people in my family felt that they had to march against segregation in the South.
New Metaphysics. Harry Geiserman. Touching all the metal. Buttons. All the projected sperm from our mass consciousness. Isn't that delightful? In a binary world, guess it makes kinks out of us all. NewMetaphysics.com with the W's up front. And if you have a special privileged designation on that website, and if you have generic media, preferably U.S. dollars, and have passed certain marketing conditions, you could hear this show right now. So go get those things done and catch up with me. So it is a linear binary system. And the straight line can fuck any hole as long as it's coming in at dead center, of course. Coming in at a curve, you may have to go take a cold shower. Study some more metaphysics, get back on the game board. Gary at newmetaphysics.com. If you're not getting your dollars worth, or if your Deutsche Marks are not in order, I'd always be careful about that. Because with a low Jew count over there, you never know what those bastards are going to do. You know what I mean? And they can't start a world war. That's already been proscribed for us all. And there's only so far you can go with well-tooled mechanic, electro, somewhat magnetic instruments on the market. So a somewhat sidelong program is in store for those fatherlanders over there. God knows what it'll be. Because when something comes in at a 90-degree angle from dead center, it's always a surprise. And always the answer to what balance needs. I know that from riding a bike quite a bit. And of course, mountainradio.com, fitting in the new metaphysics programming over there, coming out of Live 365, but mountainradio.com, although the best stream, of course, is right on the dead center home site, newmetaphysics.com, with the W's to fuck the man, of course. Every one of those W's says, fuck you, Charlie. And keep the surcharge. So go get connected on that website. Give your vitals. Expose your hiney. And plug in to the system.
That what I wanted to do was hang out with other people who were having the same experience, for whom it was also indescribable. And we would not describe it together, you know.
That's why I do what I do.
I never make a plan, like a comet shooting across the sky. It just happens.
It meant that they had to stand up for freedom of speech on campuses. And it meant that they had to dedicate themselves to fighting things like police brutality, the abuse of government institutions, the abuse of authority. There's another aspect of this story that I want to tell, which will be disturbing. It's disturbing to me. My aunt went to Israel right after the war, and she made an extensive photographic document of the incipient Israeli state, and that was for her a tremendous celebration to see a state that felt to her like a genuine refuge after a period of death and terror that she had survived. And decades later, she discovered that a brother who had been 4 years old when the Nazis took her family had actually survived and moved to Israel. That reunion, that rediscovery, was something very powerful, and that's another story that my family carries with it. And I think that that story is probably not an unusual story in many ways. I think many Jewish Americans who have family in Israel, for example, or Jewish people who have family who survived the Holocaust would tell similar stories. And I think that in some ways this story is one that is, I want to say, almost monolithically codified in our culture and in our media.
And we would not describe it together, you know, continually, you know. And so pretty soon we were like a cult. Because in the dining room, we'd all sit together every day, and the other faculty began to feel. See, there's where we weren't politically smart. We didn't bring along the ground troops or the feed wagon or whatever it was you're supposed to bring along. Clearly. Because when that demarcation, we were all too greedy to go on with this exploration, to bother picking up the pieces as we started dropping.
Shit work for shit wages.
This job is very big on payback.
I was picking up the pieces for a long time, and Timothy was just dropping them.
Evolving since then, since essentially 10,500 years ago, a kind of a reset switch got hit.
Took off from there. So it's not like I made up a website that was going to be devoted to these comics. It's just, I didn't know what else to do with them, you know. It was a lot easier than printing them out and sticking them in an envelope and mailing them to my friends.
In Hollywood, one of the fastest ways to the top is to work for someone who's already there. The system dictates that one must first be a slave before you can become a success. But this can be a very demanding process. Only a few people have the drive to endure the thousands of indignities and hardships that make up the system. Now, this drive is usually motivated by greed, sometimes ambition, sometimes even love. There are stories of love inspiring success over the most insurmountable of odds. This is not one of those stories.
That's right. And poor man didn't go out, but he got radiated. And here's what it did to him. It was all bad. He lost a lot of physical status. I mean, his physically he became smaller. And his brain became smaller.
Really?
Yeah. The Cro-Magnon skeletons, 200 of them, found in southern France. They're great. Big fellows, and those skeletons existed from about 40,000 before present to 10,500.
So you're saying after it hit, the effects on man were we got smaller and dumber.
Yeah, we got smaller and dumber.
So you immediately started spreading like a virus.
Yeah, it's a textbook example of what the internet is good at, which is being able to have a kind of like immediate reaction to an event, to make something about it really quickly, and then for it to spread to as many people more or less who would be interested in it, and not having to go through any gatekeepers.
What? Shut up, listen, and learn. Avoid women directors. They ovulate. Do you have any idea what that does to a 3-month shoot? I mean, do I need to say more?
Next.
Brass tacks. Let's get right down to it, boys. Let's get right down to it.
But that is not the appraisal or the conclusion of the USIA report. It is to the Mohammedans, the Buddhists, and the cannibals, the literal cannibals this time, to the underdeveloped, the undeveloped, and the not-to-be-developed cultures, that the capitalist United States of America is asked to apologize for her skyscrapers, her automobiles, her plumbing, and her smiling, confident, untortured, unskinned alive, uneaten young men.
Yeah, what's that bitch name again, anyway?
Yeah, her name is Tabitha. But yo, let me go up there first, and then Keith, you come in. And Trev, you come in.
All right.
We're going to call rock the bitch, all right?
All right, I'm going to lay the back. Chill.
I want to jump out the closet.
Hello?
Yeah, baby, what's up? It's me.
How you doing, baby?
I'm all right. I'm ready to do this. You ready to do this?
Oh, yes, I'm ready to do this, baby.
Yeah. Why don't you just lay down, open them legs.
Like this?
Yeah, come in.
Yo, what's up? I'm down, right?
Yo, that's my man, Cool Key, the Rhythm X.
Hi, Key. What does the X stand for?
See, you're playing with yourself, with your hands between your legs. You're masturbating, cause you can't keep waiting. Looking at my picture with your bronze soap panties.
So one of the things that I do is I help people to say, what is it you want to have happen? Most people want wonderful things to happen.
Now turn that ass up, I wanna wax it. Shoot my jism and bombs, I wanna tax it. Your bed, my bed, fuck it, where's the elevator? I set your pussy off like a fucking detonator. Relax and be calm, tell your friends to leave. No time for cock blockers. I hate the girls who front and really cocksuckers. I have no time for phones and kitty games. A bunch of bitches with numbers and wrong names. I just chill and cold mac at the jail, butt naked.
But I, for my part, had a fine, starry, horrible cutthroat river.
He's jerking off all my girlfriend's booty, though. You want the dick, too? Then come to me, though. Start sucking and sucking and keep sucking.
And then I say, okay, how can we learn that?
Waxing that ass like a super rated pro. You think I'm bragging? Well, let's go. Cock him in the air, let your other sister watch. You're getting hit by the X. I'm a porno star.
Band shortened, poorer eyesight, poorer hearing.
Describe man prior to the...
Oh, he's a great big guy, like the Cro-Magnon.
That's my man, Trav. T.R., I want you to give him a little something.
T.R.,
bitch, at that time, I could flash and shine artistic. So there we were, dracing away in the dark. The old loon with men on it just coming up. The stars stabbing away as it might be night, anxious to join the dressing.
So let's fuck. I mean really, really fuck. You sure you're ready? Then try your luck. Bring me the whipped cream. Bring me the jelly jam. Bring me the chocolate pudding. I really don't give a damn. I try things to you you never tried before. How's that? You want some more? Open your legs wider, wider. Let me slip my tongue deep inside you. Rub you up and down with strawberry jello. Eat every inch from head to toe. And make wow. you hot, make you boil the 4th of
Jesus
July.
Jesus, in fact, thought that the kingdom was going to arrive. Warm and wet. As he says in Mark chapter 9, verse 1, some of you standing here won't taste death before you see that the kingdom of God has come in power.
Like a Mac, I'm heavy like a truck. Captain Hook goes deep into the sea. And when I'm through, you're sure to believe that I'm the master man down in the land. Cause I'm bad, bad, and I'm wicked and I'm bad. Come, come, baby, come. The time is now to be together as one. I'll treat you just like a queen, you know what I mean. Yeah, I work and wreck your body just like a car, yeah. Cause I'm a porno star. I'm the sex man, Tin Dog, 10-inch rated X-Man. Swinging and swinging, my ding-a-linging, pumping that ass until your back starts stinging. You had enough, rough and rough. Give me all of that good stuff.
6 feet tall, on the average.
Uh-huh.
And had a bigger head, bigger brain. Probably was smarter than we are.
Better IQ, right?
They were pretty good men.
URL to like 10 friends of mine. And then it just took off from there.
It's to do with spreading like a virus.
Yeah, it's a textbook example of to make something about it really quickly and then for it to spread to as many people more or less who would be interested in it and not having to go through any gatekeepers.
Mark chapter 13, verse 30. This generation will not pass away before all these things take place. Mark 14:62. you will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. It is attested in our earliest sources that Jesus thought that the end was imminent. This can explain the urgency of Jesus' message. Jesus was trying to get the people of Israel to repent before the cosmic judge from heaven arrived, destroying all those, even among the Jews, who stood opposed to God. This, I think, is the heart and soul of Jesus' message.
And then
relationships going,
keeping whatever going, bills paid, anything, you know. Timothy just kind of let it all go.
That the isn't teasing natural.
And then Timothy would, I'd just be finished getting the legal papers together for the Freedom Center, and Timothy would say, "We're going to have the Castalia Foundation." I'd say, "Well, what happened to Freedom Center?" "Well, that was another idea. Now we're going to have the Castalia," you know, and we had an if and on a when, you know.
On the next week, early in
it.
And
that's what happened. And that's what he said. But
you and he is worthy as the emperor.
Shots were fired upon his Chevy Suburban. Now, it could have been a case of road rage because there was a white Pontiac Bonneville following very closely. And when the guy went to get off the highway, this Bonneville pulled up. Four shots were fired into his Chevy Suburban.
That the coming kingdom was soon to arrive with the appearance of the Son of Man.
The column ends as follows. The study concludes that foreigners attribute to the USA a high degree of capitalist exploitation and of capitalist power over the society as a whole, as well as a great absence of those social welfare measures which to them are the decisive criterion of socialism. There is surely no sense in proclaiming our philosophy in terms that are unsalable and peculiarly vulnerable to our opponents' attacks.
I didn't expect it, you know, because I didn't think that many people would think it was funny. And, you know, no one had any idea how many people out there were actually skeptical about the war on terrorism, because a lot of people just weren't talking about it.
Is it not the worst of all evils, the most heinous of all offenses? If, further, the study of offensive and defensive warfare, of the way to certain victory in all encounters, is not based on those principles which should govern their employment.
A good example of this would be if you go to the Holocaust Memorial in Washington, D.C.,
here he goes, Lord Snake. Leslie Heister. Like Nazir's is it that was calling the exotic way?
Timothy just kept shedding. He's like an animal that sheds, like a snake.
To those out
skin,
to the...
You know, he just dropped his skin and go on to the next thing.
And female masters, and the term the Great White Brotherhood merely speaks of the quality of their light. The name is declarative of its primary essential quality, but then each ray has a spectrum. in that quality. So the seven, if I can just name them, are the first ray is the ray of will and power, the second of love, wisdom, the third of creative, active intelligence, the fourth of harmony through conflict, the fifth, concrete knowledge and science, the sixth, idealism and devotion, and the seventh, creative manifestation, order and magic.
Our system of capitalism has evolved immensely from the outmoded economic doctrine to which the label was originally applied by Marx and other 19th century thinkers. Might not the USIA attempt another survey, seeking ways of announcing our social and political system in a manner more acceptable to those abroad whose opinions we would influence? Influence how? In what direction? To what purpose? If for the sake of appeasement we renounce our philosophy and adopt theirs, if we discard the last remnants of capitalism and proclaim ourselves to be a nationalist socialist welfare state, who would have influenced and buried whom?
Now, later on that night, maybe 2 hours,
a house just a thousand yards
from where that happened, a house was fired upon.
Bullets were found, and the driver of that Bonneville was caught. Jewish collective experience. You see the presentation of the Holocaust end with the State of Israel as if it were a kind of happy ending.
I was left taking care of skins, basically. Timothy left Harvard. He had that spring semester. He decided to take that spring semester that he had the right to have that off. And so he went to Mexico in about March. So I was teaching that semester, so I couldn't come down until after. I was going to bring down a lot of the families that still had to be up, Ralph and all. We were all going to be down together. And Timothy had gone down, and I had given him $3,000 to make the government comfortable with us, which he used to buy a motorboat, I believe.
Okay, now,
plant kingdom, vegetable kingdom, you know, animal kingdom, etc., is conditioned by a minimum of two rays and more, depending on its evolutionary state.
Let's go.
So 2 weeks after I made the first strip, when the site was having tens of thousands of visitors every day and I was getting a lot of email feedback, it was pretty kind of shocking to me and overwhelming just how many people were getting something out of the strip, and people saying how the strip helped them feel less isolated and less alone because it was the first thing they read that kind of expressed how they were feeling.
That may not be correct, but it was something like that. And the result was that just as I was about to go to Mexico with our whole scene, I got a call from Timothy that he'd just been given 4 days to get out of Mexico. This was the second year we were in Mexico. I mean, we had had this hotel in Zihuatanejo the year before with a big jar of acid and just incredible. I mean, there was the experimentation summer. It was far out. That's 1962. So this is 63, and so I've just been thrown out of Harvard, and I'm about ready to go down now to join Timothy. Timothy's been thrown out. So I fly down to Mexico. This is a good story. Such a good story. I fly down to Mexico with a Trujillo agent who we've hired to help Timothy get out of it. It's too late. He's going to be thrown out. Question is, who'll take the acid out? So I'm elected to take the acid out because I wasn't in Mexico. So I'm with a garbage collector who's a very wealthy man who I never heard of, who called up and said, I believe in what Tim's doing, so I'm going to send. I want to pay your way down to Mexico and help if I can. But I don't know that he's not an agent of the government. On the way back, I have it in a mouthwash bottle. And the plane in New Orleans goes through customs. The bag goes through customs, and then it's going up on the ramp up to the airplane on those one of those conveyor belts. And the guy at the bottom kicks the conveyor belt, and the conveyor belt pulls back just at the moment where the bag goes through and falls about 30 feet down. I'm looking at this out of the corner of my eye, talking to who might be this government agent, so I'm not saying, wow, there goes my acid. The acid turns out, when I get back to Boston, I reach into the bag and it's wet. The acid has all gone into a white suit that I have, a brand new white suit, which we then cut up into 1-inch squares, and we ate all summer. We came back to Boston, and then Tim said he had been invited to the Caribbean. So he went down to Dominica, and I said, I'll join you, and I brought everybody to Antigua. Just as we landed in Antigua, Tim met me. He had already been thrown out of Dominica. He met with this group of people for political activism. We stayed in Antigua for about 2 months until we got thrown out of Antigua because we had an acid session, and Tim's secretary, this guy, decided that we were making a pact with the devil by trying to win over the psychiatrist who gave lobotomies. So he went in under acid and offered himself to the doctor to have a lobotomy in order to awaken us to the folly of our ways. So that led to us being thrown out of Antigua. Well, Zihuatanejo was an extraordinary space because we were using all kinds of creative methods to figure out a way how we could keep the community with an expanded awareness collectively. So we had built, for example, a huge platform on the beach, which had a little cottage on the top of it, visible from wherever in the hotel you were. And somebody was always on acid in that place, which we would install them and bring them back. They were representing us all day long. And so their consciousness was, we were trying to link our consciousnesses. We were having baseball games with the local community in Zihuatanejo. There was a game. And I remember Alan Cohen, who was, he had tried out, actually they wanted him for a first baseman with some team, like, I don't know which, one of the major teams. And Alan described how when the ball was thrown from third base to first base, it would come very slowly across the sky, and he would enjoy the beauty of the day and the camaraderie and the whole thing, and he'd feel the muscles in his arms as he slowly reached up to get the ball.
Justin Timberlake was telling the world what he now famously called a wardrobe malfunction was completely, completely, completely regrettable.
And I think, I don't remember whether we won or lost. Tim would remember that. I don't remember. And I remember once taking about 900 micrograms of acid.
I'm going to have to sew a dress, let alone get out of one. So we respect teachers again and respect the education process of our country. But more important, my wife and I have long been working with and fascinated by and are passionate about what we need to do and can do with respect to the youngest kids in our country. We've got
enough. And I think that was a terrific speech. It really was an act of real leadership. And, this Democrat never expected to be cheering the TV when he was up there without any irony at all.
Going into the ocean.
So I always tell people I don't think the strip was necessarily that. It's not like my points about foreign policy were very original or anything. It was just one of the first things that a lot of people saw that was...
After a short police chase.
The police right now are not saying or not confirming that that the person arrested in that case is related to a series of shootings.
Addressing how a lot of people were feeling.
A great many things may be observed about this unusually revealing column.
Who can say that such a venture will not result in just such a misfortune?
Time, CEA. B flat.
Very short about it, refused comment on that. But the person who was arrested driving that car after the shooting.
Time. B flat, D flat, F.
Internet, you know, it's so easy to just go read the press release yourself. And then I like the onion.com, which I think is the world's funniest website, obviously. And
I remember once taking about 900 micrograms of acid.
And kind of like a news website called cursor.org, which just links to different news articles.
Questions, nobody can question you, right?
Don't really. For instance, our association with Afghan warlords, unless the New York Times wrote an article about their press and articles. Yeah.
And the news, but it's very edgy, very confrontational, very tough-minded, and very funny.
Oh, I need to look at that then, yeah.
Maybe, in fact, David, it's a great time for political humor. I mean, Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, Al Franken. These people are leading the political edge, it seems to me.
Going into the ocean in the dark at night.
And the interest in the AK-47
tired of eating the same goop every day.
His language and gestures are both threatening and caressing as he announces that he has decided that the Matrix can be more real than real life.
That picture of things is really haunted by some significant silences. Some of those silences are the silences that people have talked about.
Because he can be more real than
what
really has decided that the Matrix, as he announces that threatening and correct language and gestures are both
another act.
His length, same goop every day.
Genocidal act against the Palestinian people. Another silence is a silence about Zionism as an ideology. I don't remember Zionism really being discussed, and I don't think it is discussed very much.
Explanation of this was that the galaxies were moving away from us, and the frequency of the light waves from them was being reduced, or redshifted.
Going into the ocean, in the dark, at night.
The big one was the coming of the Son of Man. The kingdom of heaven is like a little mustard seed. Just a little inauspicious beginning with Jesus' followers in the present, but it grows into a huge plant. It covers the whole earth when the Son of Man arrives.
He doesn't lose the person who's listening to him because he starts where they are. He starts with what he believes, what he knows they believe. And then he takes them in what I hope to be the right direction. You don't need an AK-47 to hunt chicken. And if you say that to a farmer in North Carolina or to a hunter in New Hampshire, they're going to understand and agree with that. You do not want a felon to walk across the street after getting out of jail, who's committed a violent crime, and go across and buy a gun. You don't want him to be able to go to a gun show.
You don't want. You don't want.
Not in fact a violent felon.
Onto that is all the bad things, let's say, or the incomplete things that people learn that they don't want to continue. But the process of their learning has made it such that they will continue that unless they learn something else.
And so the human kingdom is conditioned by two primary rays, the ray of harmony through conflict on its personality level, and the ray of concrete science on its soul level. So when we look out to the world and we see that, in general, humanity learns the hard way, it's because we're learning through this energy of conflict leading to harmony at one-ment union.
It is true, of course, that if American propagandists are defending capitalism abroad as they do at home, the results would be precisely as described in that USIA study. Or worse,
are not the thing that will change things. You have to have a totally new experience. Now, one of the things that I do, the thing that will change things, have a totally new experience. Incomplete things that people learn that they don't want to continue. The process of their learning has made it such that they will continue that unless they learn something else. Words are not the thing that will change things. You have to have a totally new experience. Now, one of the things that I do is I work in postures, and I work with helping people get connected with their bodies and their feelings so that they can use this wonderful mechanism as a way of alerting them to what's going on.
Okay.
Hook it up.
I am hooking.
What is she saying? He's a tough guy with television dreams who's in a fight to keep this street quiet. His street.
This 1 foot fighter 22. Foot fighter 22.
This is 1-Daddy-57. Where the hell are you? State your position.
Position is vertical. Position of chopper horizontal. I have a suspect of obelisk at corner of police and eat street. We have a 6-6 going here, boss. We are closing.
Okay.
Hold on! Hold on! There's a beautiful little Negro schoolgirl getting off the back of a bus here. She's right in the line of fire.
Sergeant, act police and state your code.
1-Daddy-59.
7.
I mean 7. This is 1. Beach ball, 29. Plug's going in too fast. We got a dangerous situation built up down here. We gotta read this guy's rights, but
he hasn't got any. I'm going in there, boss.
Must him good. Go get him.
Hold back. Hey, sir, what about the law? We got a possible 666 here.
Junior, you zip up your 492 and get off this feed, unless you want to go back to rolling D-38 on drunk patrol.
But, sir!
Clong, clong, clong. Can you report a code 13? Repeat, a code 13.
A 1-Daddy-57, this 1 foot fighter 22. Affirmative, this sucker is exterminated. Gee, this is awful, Dad. Clong loaded on dope, and he's killing people.
Tell it to the Xmas bunny, kid. Clong! Clong, how many did you get?
Reporting 3 unarmed erection, 1 unarmed tourist, the other 2 had arms, and 1 cute little pussy cat.
1 dog food zip 9. 1 dog food zip 9, come in. Good news, boy. Clong wasted the pussy cat. We need 2 minutes, then jump
You're
on those
sitting
cookies.
In
good
a
boy.
Puddle of excitement, aren't you? But he's dry. He squeals fast up Police Street to the terminal bar because he needs another shot, because the street is tough and dirty. Not like at home, where everything he fears stands ankle deep in tears and detergents.
Something that exists in the mind, like shut out, that we're not aware of because we've come so used to the idea of listening to the ego. So that's very much a bad habit. And as we said at the beginning of our conversation, there were 2 possible ways of looking at this idea of separation, both on the metaphysical level and also now on the level of the universe. In this illusion that we think we're in, there were always 2 ways of looking at things. And one way is the ego's way, which is the thought system of sin, guilt, and fear, and the idea that there's this punishment coming. And then you have the alternative thought system, which is the Holy Spirit's way out. And that way is a thought system of love and forgiveness and oneness and wholeness. So now you can begin to become like Jesus when they said that he was pure of heart. The reason they said that he was pure of heart was because he saw innocence everywhere. He realized that to see innocence everywhere was the way for him to experience his own innocence and oneness. And A Course in Miracles says that everywhere the Holy Spirit looks, he sees himself. So what you're doing is you're becoming like the Holy Spirit. You're becoming like your own higher self as the mind is returned to wholeness. So in a way you could look at it as kind of like the Holy Spirit, which is your own higher self, healing the ego mind by reminding it of what it really is. So the Holy Spirit could also be described as your memory.
This is the 20th day, and therefore, basically, that how long chicks they want to read is basic, that the background that will in our days and this create additional problems. So we want, so the additional problems, so we want, so problems, additional problems, the so problems.
Moving along from one end to the other end. End one, other end to the end, back again. But always a little different, of course. Can't be helped. Can't be helped. It is what we're doing. You can like it or do it and not like it. In the Naked City. New metaphysics, of course. Something to hide behind. It's a brand now. Authorities from the street would say that. Metaphysics.com, a memory bank, a repository, conditional download if you've been good, and streaming, of course, now at 192K on the download of the stereo version. Got to get that bitrate up, because the later chapters of our book are finally getting those axons and dendrites fully extended a little bit more. Not fully, of course. We are talking about white man consciousness. But they're spreading a little bit. The straight lines curving now and again. maybe a alternate parallel, and occasionally an actual sighting of a curved movement. And you know what happens when you sight one of those if you're moving in a straight line. I won't go into the details. Gary at newmetaphysics.com. And Mountain Stream Radio, also over at various collective audio streaming sites like, I don't know, winamp.com, I think, and Shoutcast, Live365 with the Mountain Stream, along with a couple of friends. And a big thanks to Mr. S for serving between the legs of the giant man Goliath and keeping that server going, even though he's using Windows. God help him. Now for some local station ID checks, a couple of tick-offs, and markdowns, and we'll be ready to continue.
So with problems, no problems.
Watched every one of them fail.
Watched every one of them fail.
Not easy to give up old ways of being. Have you ever tried it?
But for our purposes in thinking of Thomas Burnett, what have we got? Burnett has naturalized the apocalypse. He has made it inherent in the structure of nature. He should never, ever be confused with a late 20th century creationist. His method, his ideas are nothing of the sort. Burnett is drawing on the latest science available to him. He's drawing on Robert Boyle. He's drawing on René Descartes. He's drawing on Henry Moore. He is not rejecting science. He is trying to understand science.
At home, it is the conservatives who are appeasing the liberals and losing the battle.
He's prepared to say parts of the Mosaic story were written in parables for people who weren't very educated, and they don't obtain today, and they need to be understood in this way. This will be the standard of science.
Of eating the same goop every day. His language and gestures are both threatening and caressing. As he announces that he has decided that the Matrix can be more real than real life.
Of God, your memory of heaven, your memory of your true reality.
Every one of them.
I think many people could give even a definition.
And what you're really like, as opposed to this false made up.
Every watched.
So basically you're substituting talent with liberal amounts of ass-kissing, right?
And we had worked it out so that if you took acid, you had a guide or you had somebody that was watching out for you. So I had this person who I said, keep out of the way, but keep me in sight. So I didn't see him all night. It turned out he fell asleep, but he wasn't there.
I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings?
Done anything violent to anybody. Just the minimum that was necessary. No fear, no pain. They just go to sleep. But after it's done, there's no going back. No second chance. If I made a mistake, I'll pay for it. You don't always choose what you do. Sometimes what you do chooses you. That's where discipline comes in. I like the details of a thing. Especially if it's got a purpose.
Wanted and I got laid. Fine, leave. Your project's set up. You don't need me anymore. You got what you wanted and I got laid. Gotta give action to get action.
Yeah, that's it. That's it exactly. Congratulations, guy. You just graduated. You're gonna make a killing in this business.
Shit. What? Men are shit. Well, isn't that what they say? Isn't that what, because we do bad things, don't we? We do horrible, heinous, terrible things. Things that no woman would ever do.
By the Doppler effect. Listen to a car passing on the road. As the car is approaching, its engine sounds at a higher pitch, corresponding to a higher frequency of sound waves, and when it passes and goes away, it sounds at a lower pitch. The behavior of light or radio waves is similar. Indeed, the police make use of the Doppler effect to measure the speed of cars, by measuring the frequency of pulses of radio waves reflected off them.
The women, they don't lie. No, women don't cheat. Women don't manipulate us.
Because the experience it furnishes is more complete. You see death in the Matrix, he observes as he pulls the plugs from both APOC and Switch. Here you just die. Once again, he echoes an only slightly distorted version of a sentiment expressed by Morpheus. What I see is real. Seeing is believing. Which brings us to Touch. This is an action movie full of physical violence, and a good deal of the plot consists of avoiding death.
What? Shut up, listen, and learn.
Most combat occurs within a Matrix program full of slick and tiresome special effects. It physically affects the bodies strapped into the chairs aboard ships. When Neo emerges from one encounter, He tastes the blood that trickles from his mouth and is taken aback that a virtual experience could cause physical injury.
In the years following his proof of the existence of other galaxies, Hubble spent his time cataloging their distances and observing their spectra. At that time, most people expected the galaxies to be moving around quite randomly, and so expected to find as many spectra which were blue-shifted as ones which were red-shifted. It was quite a surprise, therefore, to find that the galaxies all appeared red-shifted. Every single one was moving away from us. Some were failing the zooms on a wilderness here. More surprising still was the result which Hubble published in 1929. Even the size of the galaxy's redshift was not random, but was directly proportional to the galaxy's distance from us. Or in other words, the farther a galaxy was, the faster it was moving away.
Rogan,
you're not losing your hair.
Exactly. Anticipate.
Rogan.
I'm a blight on society.
Society does, or little boys. It's and we are taught to apologize. I am sorry. I'm so sorry, baby. I am so sorry. What is it then? What is it? Huh? What do you, is it their pussies? Their love? Yeah, mommy wouldn't let me play soccer, and daddy, he hit me, so that's who I am. That's why I do what I do.
First of all, my upper button says there's 500 racks. Isn't that incredible? That's the largest number of racks that any publisher owns in this country.
Individual ego. That is not reality.
Of Zionists and many people in the United States, in spite of the fact that we're supporting the Israeli state with so much money and arms, I don't think most Americans would even be able to give a definition of it, or perhaps even know that there is such a thing. In fact, I think for that reason it's probably necessary to define what I mean right now by Zionism. And I would say that there are two things that need to be stated. One is, on the most basic level, an ideology which has simple content, and that is the belief in the legitimacy of a Jewish state, and most specifically, in its historical terms, the belief in the legitimacy of an exclusively Jewish state in Palestine. In addition to that ideology that can be expressed in that way in its content, there's a history of historical activity in these two.
He hit me, so that's who I am. That's why I do what I do.
I said, keep out of the way, but keep me in sight. So I didn't see him all night. It turned out he fell asleep, but he wasn't there. But I was counting on the fact that he was going to save my life. So I was letting myself go out further and further.
That the universe could not be static, as everyone previously thought.
They're hot and cold, they're east and west. Revelation, which is not the same as the traditional Christian way of thinking of it. It's really an experience.
Eyes grew heavy with the late show. He took one of the ribs from his peavy dinner, and from it he fashioned a woman, and he called their names Adam and Eve, and they were both registered Democrats. Under them a house in a tract which he called Eden Estates. And LBJ said unto Adam and Eve, of every fruit of the great society, save one, ye may eat. But of the fruit of dissent, ye shall not eat.
This is the kind of experience that Jesus was leading to people to 2,000 years ago.
The ocean with the phosphorescence of the stars. I couldn't tell what was up and down.
Peter, where's the dead cat?
It's in the soap dish.
But there's soap in the soap dish.
Yeah. The cat's in the soap.
What?
Forget it. Forget you. Forget me. Forget the expense account. We're out.
Out! Out!
I never wanna go home because I haven't
shut up. Listen.
Because I want to see people and I want to see life.
Shut up.
Second verse to the sky, and everything's alright. There's a bad moon rising. The bed is fed and can't concern.
Shut up.
Echo track of expectation.
So let's forget the Dudley Dam do right traffic.
Take the natural momentum of a person and draw it towards me. Most important part of understanding someone is knowing if they can hurt you or not.
I could just lean forward and die, and it would be just that much difference in the whole universe. Just a little flicker of change of energy. And then I felt this this cord almost from my heart to this group of people. And I realized I couldn't do that. I mean, I was part of this group. I didn't have that, quite that license in that situation. I was a guide, and I did 1 a week or one every year. Yeah. If it felt right, I mean, there was a... I remember one very wealthy guy, I wouldn't run a session for him because I just felt I couldn't make psychological contact of sufficient power that if he had a bad trip, I mean, I don't have bad trips with people I guide, but I'll wait weeks before I'm ready to run a session with him.
Hi, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Sorry to be late.
Not a problem.
I'm CJ Craig.
Of course you are. I'm Dr. John Fallow. This is Dr. Cynthia Sales, and... Professor Donald Huke.
Huke?
Huke.
Okay, and you are the Organization of Cartographers for Social Equality.
Well, we're from the OCSE. We have many members.
How many?
4,300 dues-paying members.
What are the dues?
$20 a year for the newsletter.
Let's start.
Wait, I want to see this.
This is Josh Lyman.
Indeed you are.
Josh, this is Dr. Fallow, and
hi.
This is Mary Men.
Yes.
Should we begin?
Yes. Plain and simple, we'd like President Bartlett to aggressively support legislation that would make it mandatory for every public school in America to teach geography using the Peters projection map instead of the traditional Mercator.
Give me $200 and it's done. Really?
No. Why are we changing maps?
Because, CJ, the Mercator projection has fostered European imperialist attitudes for centuries and created an ethnic bias against the Third World.
Really?
The German cartographer, Mercator, originally designed this map in 1569 as a navigational tool for European sailors.
The map enlarges areas at the poles to create straight lines of constant bearing or geographic direction.
So it makes it easier to cross an ocean.
But?
Yes?
It distorts the relative size of nations and continents.
Are you saying the map is wrong?
Oh dear, yes. Look at Greenland.
Okay.
Now look at Africa.
Okay.
The two land masses appear to be roughly the same size.
Yes.
Would it blow your mind if I told you that Africa is in reality 14 times larger?
Yes.
Here we have Europe drawn considerably larger than South America. When it's 6.9 million square miles, South America is almost double the size of Europe's 3.8 million.
Alaska appears 3 times as large as Mexico, when Mexico is larger by 0.1 million square miles.
Germany appears in the middle of the map when it's in the northernmost quarter of the Earth.
Wait. Relative size is one thing, but you're telling me that Germany isn't where we think it is?
Nothing's where you think it is.
Where is it?
I'm glad you asked. The Peters projection.
It has fidelity of axis.
Fidelity of position.
East-west lines are parallel and intersect north-south axes at right angles.
What the hell is that?
It's where you've been living this whole time. Should we continue?
Uh-huh.
Jewish collective experience. Collective experience.
Yeah.
is a forest like the one that you left on the way out. Out of the green into the black, that's all fucking down.
And if a top of the deck of ours crashes into us, to die by your side, such a heavenly way to die. And if a tenton strike kills the both of us, to die by your side.
For fun and profit. Most people don't even know how to use it for fun, much less than how to use it for profit.
When they changed the $20 bill, a friend of mine remarked that it looked like a coupon, and it made me think how abstract money really is. It's no longer a certificate that you could redeem for its value in silver or in gold. It's just some kind of arbitrary credit that you have in your bank account. Obviously, if there's a sort of a belief in the monetary system that keeps it afloat, what would happen if everybody just stopped believing in money?
If everybody went to the bank and took out their money, the whole damn system would collapse, because the banks are allowed by law to loan 8 times as much as they have on deposit. That's considered safe because it's unlikely that everybody would go in and take their money out all at once. Penny Lerno, in a very good book on modern banking called In Banks We Trust, they habitually loan more than 8 times what they've got on deposit, a hell of a lot more than 8 times.
There are two places where, in my estimation, you have a bad trip. One is on the way out, and one's on the way back.
And which he's still leading people to today. He's saying that if you have that experience, if you have that experience of God in perfect oneness, even if you just get a glimpse of it along the way, that is the answer. The answer to this world, the answer to the dream of separation.
Think about other jobs, like being a doorman somewhere in a city with tall buildings. The kind of job where you take care of the people who rely on you for certain things. You stay out of their business, but you're also expected to know what's going on so you can help. Plus, on the holidays, you get big tips. I guess there's other benefits, too. I feel normal now.
Bad trip on the way out is because either you aren't prepared to surrender enough to dissolve, and you're trying to hold on to something, and then it can turn into a very bad trip on the astral plane with hell realms and all of the mishpacha that you associate with bad trips. The other bad trip is where you are on the way back, and you come back and you start to get scrunched back into form, and you look at the form you're coming back into, and it's not appealing to you at all.
Yes, dear, there's a whole dead cat in every bar of Dead Cat Soap.
No! Thank you.
Speaker, Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, distinguished citizens and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world.
In junior high school and reaches technical bloom in college biology.
If you push against the rhythm of the session, it seems to me you're asking for it, but if you listen and tune and go with it, I mean, there's all kinds of shadow stuff, but it's not what you'd never call it a bad trip. You would just call it shadow stuff. And over the years, I mean, I've changed a lot. I took less and less and less until I took a token dose. And then I've gotten to the point where I now just use my consciousness to go wherever another human being is as well as I can.
I give you permission to burn any kind of interaction with anyone. It's okay. Just do it. There's 100 more waiting behind it. It's not worth getting upset over. It's not worth upsetting yourself, and it's not worth trying that hard. And furthermore, if you do, it's going to sabotage you. So does this idea right here, do you get this? Does anyone not get what I'm talking about here? Can everyone force yourself to do this? Can you just make yourself do this the next time that you're about to approach an attractive woman and just go, it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what happens. I'm here to practice. I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to talk to her. There's a little review here. You guys remember this little matrix here? It's very important, this piece. You know, it's a bonus thing. It kind of seems like it's an auxiliary, but those three bonuses that came with the book are very important. Dominant and submissive, lover and provider. The dominant lovers are the bad boys and the adventurers. The dominant providers are the successful guy and the daddy. And of course, you can go back and review this material. The submissive lover is the seducer or the artist type. And the submissive provider is the regular guy or the ass kisser.
How many trips did you take?
Good football team or whatever.
Well, what Diebold says not to look at always is we don't have modems, we don't have remote communications. Oh, well, we only sometimes use modems. Well, we have a wireless card, but we don't really use it.
The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, terror, burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues.
This massive, you know, look over here, don't look over there.
An emphasis on the family, on the soil, on the labor charter, and so on.
And he calls me Nick, and I was like, Nick, maybe you should come and look at this. I said, Kenneth, I don't want to come. He said, now, you don't know what it is. I said, Kenneth, I hear your voice. Whatever it is, I don't want to see it. I need a surgeon. He said, it might not be operable. I said, Kenneth, it has to come out. It has to come out if I have to take cuticle scissors and cut it out.
Burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, and rape.
The bombing is the opposite of what we claim we're after. We can count on educated Americans to march in a parade and not say anything. And we'll show you, you'll understand, but we'll show you that what we say goes.
Protected.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
30.
Just
yeah, like
hell. Permission to go back to the compound?
Go be in the church, man.
Yeah, go ahead and head on back to the compound.
First goal is to show utter contempt for the environment.
Our source is to get a hold of a Radio Shack DC to AC inverter that plugs right into their cigarette lighter that converts the 12-volt DC into 115-volt AC. If you're going to hit a passive or future that is different from the one that we would normally take. And that gets into kind of a complicated issue, but you can kind of like visualize time as a huge, gigantic cable with multiple strands in it. The cable represents the main timeline, but the cables, or I mean the strands that make up the cables, represent sub-dimensional time streams.
In theory, though.
Get in, but I suggest to people that if they want to activate it far away from power sources, to get a hold of a Radio Shack DC to AC inverter that plugs right into their cigarette lighter that converts the 12-volt DC into 115-volt AC.
Uh-huh.
And then they can just simply drive their vehicle over the vortex and transport their vehicle and themselves.
I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests.
Dimensions, and something very strange happened, that if you take a kneeling figure, a praying figure, figure bowing in prayer, and you put it up against a wall, suddenly it's being executed. And there's this really fine line, again, what we spoke of earlier, between transcendence and beauty and extreme sin. And I almost scared myself with how evident that became with just this one figure. And gosh, I'm in this radio booth right now, and I've got goosebumps thinking about it. It just really freaked me out.
So through your characters, you have one of your characters say, I mean, on the one hand, we've got real victims here who suffer a lot. On the other hand...
To the future.
But what's in fact expanding
The distance between the different galaxies was growing all the time.
The Big Bang.
Also fear.
This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. And this year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles. Or otherwise dealt with 400 billion key commanders of Al-Qaeda, which is enlisting tens of thousands of new volunteers across America. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the CIA. One of them is found at the Department of Defense. One by one, the terrorists are learning. We are building a culture to encourage international terrorism.
One of your characters says, these days, I think that everybody's just one spit away from being a mall bomber.
Okay. You guys know what all those mean. I'm sure you can tune into exactly what I'm talking about there. So, I'm bringing this up because of where we're going now. Okay, now I'm going to talk about some of the characteristics of guys that are seen as lovers that really strike those feelings inside of women. That kind of adventurous, dangerous, loves to go out and just be part of new experiences. In these books, I found that they are finding a genetic link to some of these characteristics. Back to Living With Our Genes by Dean Hammer. This temperamental difference has been called by a variety of names by psychologists. He's talking about a particular one here, okay? This is one of many. The term used by Robert Collinger, a psychologist at Washington Medical University Medical School in St. Louis, is novelty seeking, which he breaks down into exploratory excitability, impulsiveness, extravagance, and disorderliness. You might want to write those down, those 4 words.
Bullshit. I will not apologize for who I am. I will not apologize for what I need. I will not apologize for what I want. Okay. Now go to your blue booklets right now. I want you to turn to page 18 and your blue booklets.
Yeah, as soon as I can find them. Exploratory excitability, impulsiveness, extravagance, and disorderliness. These are all part of that trait called novelty seeking. Finding genetic links to this stuff. Exploratory excitability, impulsiveness, extravagance, and disorderliness.
Fucking bullshit! I want you to go to your white books. That's what I want you to go to. Go to 23 in your white books. Had a fake. Like you are a nice and caring person.
All part of novelty seeking. Marvin Zuckerman, the first psychologist to make an extensive study of the trait, called it sensation seeking, which comprises four related but distinct elements: thrill and adventure seeking, experience seeking, boredom susceptibility, and disinhibition.
It's Yom Kippur, you idiot. You idiot.
Almost 3 months ago, the United Nations Security Council gave Saddam Hussein his final chance to disarm. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had an advanced nuclear program chemical in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase 7 million hydrogen-powered doctors and the Western Wall of the Pentagon.
How to fly.
Fly?
Yeah, fly.
And sex comics comes from an urge to know about sex.
Oh, I let our children buy comics. I think it helps them to relax sometimes. Not the horror ones, of course.
You have no control over what they trade at school, though.
No, but I try to help them to develop a critical sense for themselves. But Janie, dear, they're not funny. They're not like anything that really happens. And they aren't even pleasant to read. Don't you think you'd be wasting your time on these? You see, they really are horrible pictures and stories, aren't they?
That's why I do what I do.
The United States will ask the UN Security Council to convene on February the 5th to consider the facts of Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world.
Desire and fear always go hand in hand.
For otherwise, we would have already progressed more than we have.
And it's no big deal. I mean, I've done it several times.
Yeah, Billy Boy's number one, down underfoot, blinded with old Dim's chain, and crawling and howling about like an animal. But with one fair boot on the Gulliver, he was out and out and out. Fair boot on the Gulliver.
Systems and centuries combined, and that is the system which they are now allowing to perish by silent default. If the conservatives do not stand for capitalism, they stand for and are nothing. They have no goal, no direction, no political principles, no social ideals.
Swallows like these. So why don't you just lie back and enjoy it? Oh, don't worry about the mess. My lips are sealed. But I'll open up for you, Maurice, and all the people here tonight with you on this wonderful Maurice Slobo Depression Hotline Telephone, where at last somebody is doing something about me.
Thanks, Kim, honey. This certainly is a different Kim Cool we're seeing tonight than we've seen all these years on television and in that commercial. And I'm personally proud to have had you as my celebrity cleanup co-chair creature for this circle of excitement.
Yes.
And listen to those phones ring. We're climbing out of hell on your phone calls.
I just wish more people would call, Marie.
A million have, Kim, honey.
I never make a plan, like a comet shooting across the sky. It just happens. Nobody knows where I'll land.
How about the carpet salesman, Glenn Skyle? Was that your first? They never find the corpses, do they, Van?
Nobody will know shit except a soft, damp earth. Right, Van? Is that where you keep them?
I feel like a light in the dark. They come to me like moss because I shine.
Jane's been listening to your tape recorder tonight.
What?
Jane's been listening to your tape recorder tonight.
What?
It's okay. She told me there's nothing on it.
I erased it.
Good for you.
I resolve, get my tribe involved. A lot of cats talk loud, but they ain't live at all. Sideline chat, but hush when it's time to ball. Said you was wild and all, I'm surprised at y'all. You can have 1,000 rhymes, 1,000 nines, 1,000 shines. Rock with 1,000 dimes. Be on BET screens like 1,000 times. But weigh it up, Duke, your pound ain't an ounce of mine. Get down for mine, on air, sea, and ground for mine. I make the ghetto rock skate and doodle brown for mine. Pull down your blind, but shade don't out. My shine, everything from Bangkok to Bucktown is mine. Say Black Star, and great things sprout to mine. Full moons and starry nights, new life and true light, desert plains and ancient names, cinematic classic frames, beautiful and fantastic things. Mighty Moses, Super Quad, go and handle things.
Stuck in the means, maybe a couple degrees better on better. Sunday.
On Sunday. Sunday.
My sister and
grandfather's store to help out the family and earn some pocket money. We waited alone for the city bus and then rode for 30 minutes. Walking the final four blocks to his store. The bus was never crowded, and we always chose to sit near the back. One Saturday, a man sat down across the aisle, unzipped his pants, and began touching himself. I stayed in my seat and watched him. I've never seen anyone do this before. I was filled with curiosity. I didn't breathe a word of it to anyone or talk about it with my sister. I was more intrigued than frightened.
No intellectual values, no leadership to offer anyone.
You see how it works? If you just remember what you've been told and don't be a wise guy, it's easy to stay out of trouble.
Mass has nothing to do with it so long as it's within the 24-foot perimeter field which the unit sets up.
Well, I was going to say, if you...
There's been a lot, though, that have taken off with my machines that...
They ever come back?
That basically didn't want to come back. And there is a way you can use them to lock you into another time period if that's what you want to have done.
Heaviest,
Heaviest, down near
the Massachusetts
border.
Temperatures in the 20s.
How about for the rest of us?
7-day outlook.
Let's have a gander.
As for tomorrow, it will be very cold.
Don't touch the boat. I got people.
Don't touch the boat.
He was out and out and out. Of the four of us, Dim, as usual, came out the worst in point of looks. That is to say, his litso was all bloodied and his platties a dirty mess. But the others of us were still cool and whole. It was stinking fatty Billy Boy I wanted now. And there I was, dancing about with my Britva, like I might be a barber on board a ship on a very rough sea, trying to get in at him with a few fair slashes on his unclean, oily litso. Billy Boy had a nosh, a long flick type, but he was a malenky bit too slow and heavy in his movements to vred anyone really bad. And my brothers, it was real satisfaction for me to waltz, left too free, right too free, and carve left cheeky and right cheeky, so that like two curtains of blood seemed to pour out at the same time, one on either side of his fat, filthy, oily snout in the winter starlight.
You just remember what you've been told and don't be a wise guy.
It's dangerous because should something come up where you need to get back right away, then you're virtually screwed. I mean...
Thank you.
Where's my fucking coffee?
Buddy Eggerman's office. Can you please hold?
Cream, sugar?
Sweet and low.
Come on, people. I'm late for a meeting here. Let's go, 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 go.
Excuse me, what is this?
Sweet and low?
No. This is not sweet and low. This is equal. Blue packet. Sweet and low is pink. See? Equal blue, sweet and low pink. It's not the same thing, is it?
Well, I think they both contain the same...
What equal contains is not my concern here. I don't care if it has fucking fairy dust in it. What I am concerned with is detail. I asked you to go get me a packet of sweet and low. You bring me back equal. That isn't what I asked for. That isn't what I wanted. That isn't what I needed. And that shit isn't going to work around here.
It's easy to stay out of trouble. What if somebody says hello to you or smiles? Well, that's all right. Most everybody likes kids. But watch this man. He followed the little girl into the theater. He isn't just an ordinary stranger who likes kids. He might make trouble. Watch. See how he put his arm around her? You should never let anybody do that except your own family. No stranger. So what'll she do now? That's right. Get the usher.
I just thought...
You thought. Do me a fucking favor. Shut up, listen, and learn. Look, I know that this is your first day and you don't really know how things work around here, so I will tell you. You have no brain. No judgment calls are necessary. What you think means nothing. What you feel means nothing. You are here for me. You are here to protect my interests and to serve my needs. So while it may look like a little thing to you, when I ask for a packet of sweet and low, that's what I want. And it is your responsibility now to see that I get what I want.
Yet capitalism is what the conservatives dare not advocate or defend. They are paralyzed by the profound conflict between capitalism and the moral code which dominates our culture.
If this should ever happen to you, do the same thing.
Understanding Jesus as an apocalypticist explains not only the things that he appears to have taught, also it explains the things that he appears to have done. It explains, for example, why he was baptized by John. Well, he associated with John rather than with some other Jewish leader because he did subscribe to John's apocalyptic message that the end was coming soon and people needed to repent in preparation for it.
Am I clear?
Mandel lives. Owns a length of garden hose, he tells me, and a barbecue and briquettes. Mandel, who out of awe of Pupi Campo and Tito Valdez, went off to City Hall the day after quitting high school and had his first name officially changed from Arnold to Babalu. Mandel, who drank six packs of beer. miraculous. Can't be. How on earth did it happen that retribution passed him by? There he was, year in and year out, standing in idleness and ignorance on the corner of Chancellor and Leslie, perched like some greaser over his bongo drums, his duck's ass bared to the heavens, and nothing and nobody struck him down. And now he's 33, like me, and a salesman for his wife's father, who has a surgical supply house on Market Street in Newark. And what about me, he asks. What do I do for a living? Really? Doesn't he know?
Yes, sir. Good. I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm just trying to help. Because if you do this job right, if you listen and learn, then you're going to be able to do anything you want in this town. Sure. You can have whatever you want. I mean, look at Rex here. A VP at Paramount.
Ha!
Rex. What a name. Belongs to a mutt. I mean, if I can get Dog Boy here a job, you're going to do just fine. I fucked up. It's over.
Relax. He does that a lot. Tomorrow he'll ask you for an equal. You can't win. It's a lose-lose situation.
Well, does it still happen to you?
Lately. Actually, hourly. Look, every day is something completely different. Nothing is ever the same. What he wants, what he needs can change in a second. The trick is to have everything ready. Anticipate. Next time, bring back an equal and a sweet and low. Remember, protect his interests and serve his needs. Come on, say it with me. Protect his interests and serve his needs.
Protect his interests and serve his needs. Okay, but that's crazy. That's no way to run a business.
Uh-uh. First mistake. This is not a business. No rules here. Save that candy striped crap for the Wall Street wimps, huh?
But the person that travels back in the past or in the future basically needs to keep a low profile.
The usher will make sure none of the kids is ever bothered by that man again.
Friends, and it's become so incredibly divisive.
Yeah, either way.
And I think that it is a crisis of doctrine or a crisis of orthodoxy that they reached this almost like plutonium-like critical mass of self-destruction, and they've got to find things, everyone has to find things they agree on desperately, quickly, or else it really is all going to atomize.
We have the Dalai Lama, recording of the Dalai Lama.
I think the one thing that does make us different from everything else in the universe is that we have time or awareness of time, and we have free will, and how we use those two devices.
I think what it indicates is that we've listened to the consultation, but I hope that he would agree that it is no use people asking us to take action on the issue of asylum, which we are doing, and asylum numbers, applications are on about half from where they were some time ago. There's no use people asking us to take that action unless we're prepared to back it up with the measures necessary to make that action effective.
Us, who we are as people.
One of his mountain films, and knew that this is really another extension of that kind of vision. And so she got in touch with him and managed to convince him she was the one he was looking for in terms of both acting and also thinking artistically the way he was thinking. And then she involved herself in many of his films.
This is show business. Punching below the belt is not only all right. It is rewarded. So in this business of show, you gotta ask yourself, what is it that is gonna make them sit up and take notice of you?
Work really, really hard.
Don't worry, farm boy. You'll learn. Have a cigarette.
I don't smoke.
Won't last. This and that pot of coffee are going to be your best friends for the next year. Get to know them.
Doesn't he know? Isn't he on my parents' mailing list? Doesn't everyone know I am now the most moral man in all of New York?
Dad's work car as well!
Oh, wait a minute, not the Flex Cooper.
Yes, that's beautiful,
right.
Nearly new atomic car, police car, and dignified. Green and black meets or exceeds current acceptable meaningless standards for discharge of deadly waste by Mr. Ben of Deadwood.
And it's fully loaded, Skipper. It has a bomb under the seat for protection in every emergency.
Well, what about that, Skipper?
Well, he can't live without that car.
Who cares?
Relax and be an Indian. Forget about the restless world of Anglo-Saxon discipline, Skipper, because it's round two. And I've got a fabulous choice for you to make.
Let's take a peek inside and see what's waiting for you inside Princess Minnehaha's teepee.
Well,
look what you can win.
It's a dream package to the capital of dreams, Hollywood, California. Yes, Skipper, you'll be treated like a true celebrity by people who really like you.
You'll
give interviews,
lead parades, and attend a fabulous event with a glamorous Hollywood starlet.
Yes, she's Hollywood's ultra X-rated Kim Cool.
That's my sister.
But first, you and Kim will dress together in matching goatskin body bags.
Bags by bag, Beverly Hills.
Then you'll be driven to the big affair in TV's famous funny Indian funny car. Yes, you'll go down in complete comfort.
While she admires the handsome gearshift novel custom Spanish decorated design, it's the Indian Mobile by Dorca Burbank.
Well, where do you think you're going, Skipper?
I think I'm going crazy.
You're going to the fabulous Academy Awards celebration!
Yes, Skipper, you'll represent your tribe at the very citadel of power.
The dogs?
You'll mingle with the attractive crowd.
You'll introduce yourself to important people who may be able to help your tribe back home.
You'll step backstage to snort cocaine with a well-known entertainment personality.
That's a 7-11.
Then, Skipper, you know what? You know what you're going to do?
No.
You're going to make a speech.
Me?
It's your chance to lift your people out of bondage as you brandish a real 00-gauge shotgun by Bang of Bentworth's.
Skipper, you'll address the glimmering crowd of stars like an equal.
That's a gun.
And you'll hold the nation spellbound with these string words.
Eat flaming death, fascist media pigs.
Yes, sirree. You'll hold all of Hollywood for ransom, Skipper.
It's on live TV.
As you threaten to exterminate famous superstars and sports notables one by one.
Yes, Skipper, it's your gallant bid to give America back to the dogs.
Think of the suspense. Think of the ratings.
So, you're probably wondering what all of this has to do with social equality.
No, I'm wondering where France really is.
Guys, we want to thank you very much for coming in.
Hang on, we're going to finish this.
Okay.
What do maps have to do with social equality, you ask?
She asked.
Salvatore Natoli of the National Council for Social Studies argues, in our society, we unconsciously equate size with importance and even power.
I'm going to check in on Toby.
Go.
These guys find Brigadoon on that map, you'll call me, right?
Probably not.
Okay.
When third world countries are misrepresented, they're likely to be valued less. When Mercator maps exaggerate the importance of Western civilization, when the top of the map is given to the northern hemisphere and the bottom is given to the southern, then people will tend to adopt top and bottom attitudes.
But wait, where else could you put the northern hemisphere but on the top?
On the bottom.
How?
Like this.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's freaking me out.
Jewish collective experience.
Several hundred trips.
30 for 4 years. Because I've taken it at least every 2 years in recent time. Before that, I was taking it about every 6 months. Before that, and then when there were times when I was just drinking it out of the bottle. I mean, I was, you say, well, the refractory period was working, so it wasn't doing anything. But I mean, I was just taking thousands and thousands of doses for like weeks at a time.
It's not unusual that we televise executions. It has an educative effect on the population.
Tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
This whole thing is insane! What have I done?
It's not on you. You want to be alone by anyone.
Decanted, like to going underneath lights. The lights reflects the moths, the insects. And this way, he goes underneath it and swallows them up. His reaction is the same thing, like a vacuum cleaner. If he sees something drop off, he goes and pick it up and swallow it in like a vacuum cleaner sucks it into his body.
Gut content analysis has shown that it'll eat virtually any living thing that's small enough to get in its mouth, from frogs to small birds to caterpillars to insects, crabs, all sorts of things. In fact, one researcher showed that the toad will even try and eat ping pong balls as they bounce past the front of them. So the general selection of food for a cane toad is, if it moves or even if it doesn't move, if it can be fitted into its mouth, then it will attempt to eat it.
We even found situations in which the wretched toads were eating the native animal.
Okay, people. What we're going to be looking for here is anything that doesn't look right.
If I never came to this place, these people would be somewhere else right now, out shopping or watching TV. But instead, they're here to look for Gene, afraid something bad has happened. But who can say? My opinion is you could miss a body in a search like this. We keep our eyes to the ground, but we're told to look at the trees as well. I guess in case he hung himself. I look harder than anybody. I look so hard I forget there's nothing to find.
see what impact. I was trying to stay eternally high.
Of tactics knows how to handle his troops. The general who does not understand these may be well acquainted with the configuration of the country, yet he will not be able to turn his knowledge into practical account. So the student of war who is universed in the art of war, of varying his plans, even though he be acquainted with the five advantages, will fail to make the best use of his men. Hence, in the wise leader's plans, considerations of advantage and disadvantage will be blended together. If our expectation of advantage be tempered in this way, we may succeed in accomplishing the essential part of our schemes. Chapter 8, Variation in Tactics. In war, the general receives his commands from the sovereign, collects his army, and concentrates his forces. When in difficult country, do not encamp. In country where high roads intersect, join hands with your allies. Do not linger in dangerously isolated positions. In hemmed-in situations, you must resort to stratagem. In desperate position, you must fight. There are roads which must not be followed, armies which must not be attacked, towns which must not be besieged, positions which must not be contested, commands of the sovereign which must not be obeyed. The general who thoroughly understands the advantages that accompany variation of tactics knows how to handle his troops. The general who does not understand these may be well acquainted with the configuration of the country, yet he will not be able to turn his knowledge into practical account. So the student of war, who is universed in the art of war, of varying his plans, even though he be acquainted with the five advantages, will fail to make the best use of his men.
Brothers bopping, bopping, bebopping, cities locked up and chained, insane by cracking, other acts of desperation, computerizing, Pentagon seller producing, bopping brothers boast of being better, best, and beautiful. If the bopping brothers are beautiful, where are the sisters who see brother man with a drugless head, unbossed, are beaten by the bodacious West? In a time of big wind being blown by boastful brothers, will other brothers beat back backwardness to better and best without ragged bosses beating bust, taking names, and digging graves? Beating badness and the bad may be urban, but is it beautiful and serious? Or is a betrayal in an era prepared easy death hanging on corners trapping young brothers before they know the difference between big death and big life? But brothers bopping, bopping, bebopping, cities locked up and chained, insane by crack and other acts of desperation, computerizing, Pentagon seller producing, bopping brothers boast of being better, best, beautiful, and definitely not black. The critical best is that brothers better be the best if they are devoid backwardness. Brothers better be the best if they conquer beautiful bigness and to comprehend that bad is only bad if it's big, black, and better than boastful braggers, belittling our best and brightest with bosses seeking inches when miles are better. Brothers need to bop to being black and bright and above board. The black train of beautiful wisdom that has been in this bind toward a new and knowledgeable beginning that is bountiful and bountiful and beautiful. While bebop to be better than the test, brother man, better yet, write the exam.
I was trying to stay eternally high. I mean, Timothy really wanted, was a Johnny Appleseed, he just wanted everybody to have experience, and he realized that if the culture was really going to change, there had to be massive shifts of consciousness. I mean, he was aware of that, and we had a chart of how long it would take, you know, and...
Believe it or not, there's aliens and ETs out there that if you start talking that you're a time traveler, somebody will spread the word, and pretty soon you'll find yourself with a straitjacket on.
So he was very much for just partly it was political about who should control what, but partly it was also numbers were great. And
B-side of Highway 4.
Tracking. I got the square building and the rectangle building to the northwest.
We have a square building and a rectangle building to the northwest.
And on the big square building, there's a square rectangular like holding pond next to it. Do you see that?
Yes, yeah, just west of it.
It's on the west side.
I have primary air guides.
Affirmative.
Can you give me an AGR?
Descending crew.
It's easy to have a light flash across the
window. And you do see the rectangular shaped building next to it, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's affirmative.
This is the mosque. Do not engage the mosque.
Roger.
The square building is the mosque, or is it the
rectangle? Rectangle. The rectangle.
The building is the mosque.
Roger that.
Let's go.
Roll it in.
Okay, in front of the mosque, there's three vehicles oriented east-west. Do you see those?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Got a vehicle moving out.
One of the vehicles is moving right now.
Now, you are clear to engage it.
Roger.
We're good.
Clear to engage.
Stand by. Do not engage. Do not just monitor.
Roger. Hey, channel A is good. Give me bring it up to channel B elevation.
John, you are now clear to engage the moving vehicle.
New nominal.
Clear to
engage. Any personnel around you see?
Stand by.
Yes, sir.
Command.
Personnel. Clear to engage us also.
Affirmative.
Let's go.
That first target could fire.
Left side. Two or three arms.
Hey,
ready.
Good shot.
Secondary.
People running to the west.
Vehicle clean.
More movers, another vehicle, and more people cleared to engage all those.
Copy.
Hey, ready.
Moving.
Good, come back on those guys. There we go.
Yeah, another secondary.
Other people coming out of the mosque right now.
Hey, ready.
Go for the vehicle.
Secondary.
Nice secondary.
Vehicle
going to town, man. Personnel running. There we go.
Come on, box. There we go.
We don't move that further.
Ready.
Watch that vehicle.
Kill truck.
Flares away.
Flares.
And no joy load.
Okay.
Continue engaging.
Get that person.
Stop the flare. Stop the flare.
One up here.
Hi, that's the correct geometry. Give me 10 seconds.
Roger.
Go ready. Go ready.
He went down to the ground.
Yeah, he just dove on the ground. He's
okay,
moving again.
I felt that it was, I felt very excited by it. I thought it was a very interesting and good thing for the society.
Hence, in the wise leader's plans, considerations of advantage and disadvantage will be blended together.
I always thought of us as a kind of a pseudopod of the society. The society really needed to stand back from it in order to give it perspective, to allow it to grow creatively.
Moving back to the vehicles and personnel.
The personnel right there.
Get ready!
Get ready.
Watch that moss over there, too.
Roger.
Go into the building to put the 105 in.
Yes, ma'am. Stand by. Wildfire, we cleared on the building.
If you're cleared on the big square building, go ahead and level it.
Roger that.
Catching
up with you over the building.
Roger.
Are you there? See if you can use some target to scan the area.
Checking vehicles too.
You are clear to level the building.
Do you have any more personnel in the area?
Don't see any right now.
And I felt the society should support things like this, not punish them. No, because I realized it was too powerful in the society. It was like at Harvard. I mean, Harvard's a temple to the rational mind. You can't go into a temple of the rational mind with something that transcends the mind and get away with it. I mean, it's heresy. Jiram 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 Jiram
If our expectation of advantage be tempered in this way, we may succeed in accomplishing the essential part of our schemes. If, on the other hand, in the midst of difficulties, we are always ready to seize an advantage, we may extricate ourselves from misfortune.
Morality of altruism. Altruism holds that man has no right to exist for his own sake, that service to others is the only justification of his existence, and that self-sacrifice is his highest moral duty, virtue, and value.
I didn't like the news. And he wanted to borrow a Land Rover that I had been left entrusted. So I got the Land Rover, and I was really burned out and very discouraged about my whole history of soldiering. And we got to the place of Lucknow, where we stayed overnight, and during the night I had to go out and go to the bathroom. While I was peeing, I thought of my mother, who had died 6 months before. Thought of it, went back to sleep. And the next day we drove 100 miles up to this little temple and met this crew who put me on terribly. I mean, he said, in the big car, you give it to me? I mean, it was like, he knew everywhere I was irritated. And and they were all laughing at me. I was violent. And then he sent us for lunch, and then he brought me back, and he sat me down and said, you were sitting under the stars all the time.
I don't make the rules. I play by them.
What? Your job is unfair to you? Grow up. Way it goes. People use you. Life's unfair. Grow up. Way it goes. Your girlfriend doesn't love you. Tough shit. Way it goes. Your wife gets raped and shot and they leave their unfinished beers.
They're stinking long necks. Just lying there on the... So be it. Way it goes.
Capitalism and altruism are incompatible. They are philosophical opposites. They cannot coexist in the same man or in the same society. The conflict between capitalism and altruism has been undercutting America from her start. And today has reached its climax.
It's a lose-lose situation.
Good evening, Cecil.
Hello, Woodrow. Hello, Doris.
Barry! Barry! Barry!
Barry!
Barry! Alright, so, it's time to leave him.
Frank, Peter.
Good, yeah, Chip 3-1. Now if you go directly west, about approximately 100 meters, you'll see a single hot spot there. That's the cave or tunnel entrance.
Stand by.
Move it to your...
Stop.
Okay, here's the box.
Well, come down just far. Yeah, direct hit right there.
Good.
Excellent to the howitzer.
Guy moving. Guy moving.
Got him.
Lots of guys.
No box, no box.
Coming out of
the
hole.
Run out of there. Run out of there. All right, got three.
There, you got it.
Good.
Guy moving to the guy. South there, yep. Still, but got two of them there.
Ready!
Back on the other guys.
Oh, he got the other guy. That landed probably within 2 feet.
That one's still crawling there.
Yep. Okay, still moving.
It's the one up to the south.
Oh.
Correct.
Yes.
Ready! Get ready!
Let's hold up and look around here. I know those two guys. I saw them flying apart.
Yeah,
I got that guy too.
I saw him die earlier. He was in 40 round.
Correct.
Get ready!
Guy's moving.
There he is.
He went down that embankment. He was protected.
Oh.
Correct.
Yes.
Dirty!
It's Yom Kippur, you idiot.
Permission to go back to the compound?
Go be in the church, man.
Yeah, go ahead and head on back to the compound.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's 100 miles away, and nobody knew that but me. So, what's the probability of me being out of the stars thinking about my mother last night? Well, okay, maybe. That's pretty good, but I'm getting edgy. Then he says, he closes his eyes and said, she died last year, which is just right. And I started to get absolutely wild paranoid. I mean, being a Harvard professor... When this thing happening to me, my first impression was that he was a CIA type person. He'd push a button and the earth would open and a file would come out. You know, I had to understand how, because I was just a passenger in a car in a place that had no telephones, you know. So then he said, she got very big in the belly before she died. Yeah. He closed his eyes and then he leaned forward and he said, spleen, which is just the organ my mother died of. But he said it in English, the rest was in Hindi. And when he said that, my mind, you know, it's like losing purchase on something, you're sliding down, and your hands are sliding down. Or I gave up. And at that moment, he was about to start.
And I started to feel this excruciating pain in my chest, as if a door that had been shut for a long time was knocked open, like inner sound for a second, screeching, incredibly painful. And I was just sitting looking at it. And I started to see my God. And I didn't know what I was doing. And I basically cried for 2 minutes. And the closest I could get was I'm home or off or what. But whatever that was, that's what happened at that moment.
Wisconsin on CNN's Late Edition.
Never left that temple. I mean, I stayed 6 months. 2 years earlier, Tim and Nana were on their honeymoon in Elmora, which is about 34 miles from that temple. And Timothy took a bus from Elmora to Delhi, and on the bus it stopped at the temple that I ended up living in. And my teacher, not my guru, but my teacher, a yogi, got on the bus and sat next to Timothy. And the yogi had he'd been silent for years, and he had a chalkboard. And he wrote beautiful English, and Timothy was very impressed with who this guy was. And the bus got to Nainital before it went down the plains to Delhi. And the yogi got off and started walking into the temple. And Timothy was so attracted to him, he got off and started to follow him. And the bus driver then blew the horn. And Timothy had the moment of choice, and he turned and he went back and got on the bus and went to Delhi. And isn't that interesting? 2 years later, I come to a completely different route, to the opposite side of the earth, within, 1 mile, and come and meet the guy, and it changes my whole life. Right after I met him, he said to me, "You got any of that yogi medicine?" I said, "What yogi medicine?" I thought he meant vitamins. I said, "I've got some, but they won't help a man like you, He said, "Yogi medicine, yogi." And somebody said, "I think he means the acid." I said, "You mean acid?" He said, "Yeah." So I brought an acid, and I had pills that were 300 micrograms each. So he held out his hand, so I gave him one, which is a good dose. And he kept, come on, so I gave him a second dose. Come on, he gave him a third. Now, 900 micrograms for a new person, I mean, he was heavyweight, but that's still a good size, and it was really good acid. So he goes like this, and he throws it into his mouth, and I always think, this is going to be pretty interesting, and nothing happens at all, nothing. So I go back to the States, and I tell everybody that this guy took 900 micrograms and nothing happened. Because, this is our medicine. I'm impressed, But in the back of my mind is the gnawing question, do you suppose he really swallowed it? Maybe he veiled my mind and threw it over his shoulder or something like that, But I don't know. So I come back to India 2 years later, and I find him after about 6 months, and he says to me, first time I come up to him, he says, "Did you give me some medicine last time you were in India?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Did I take it?" I said, "I think so." He said, "What happened?" I said, "Nothing." "You got any more of that medicine?" So I said, "Yeah." So I brought out, and I had 5 pills, 300 each. And one of them was broken. He wouldn't take the broken one. He took the 4 others. And he took each one, and he stuck it on his tongue. And he made absolutely sure that I saw that he took it all in. Then he said, "Can I have water?" And I said, "Yeah, pani. Garam to hot or cold?" I said, "It doesn't matter." So he called for water, and he drank some water. He said, "Will it make me pugla? Will it make me crazy?" I said, "Probably." And at one point, he went under his blanket, and then he came back down looking absolutely mad. And I thought, what have I done to this poor old man? He doesn't understand the power of our medicine, and he probably did throw it over his shoulder last time, and I've trapped him into taking it. Oh, my God, how can I live with this and all this? And then when he had me totally paranoid, he laughed in glee. And nothing happened. And then he said, "These were known about thousands of years ago."
He said in the Indus Valley, in the Kula Valley, he said. But he said most of that's been forgotten. Now yogis don't do the preparations for this kind of experience anymore. They did fasting and they did things before this. And so later I said, should I ever take acid again? He said, if you're in a cool place and you're alone, interesting, and your mind is turned towards God, you're feeling much peace, it could be useful. Okay. And other people said, got him to talk about it, and he said to them, using Christ, he said, it would allow you to come in and have the darshan of Christ, your medicine. But you can only stay 2 hours and then you have to leave. He said, you know, he said, it would be better to become Christ than to visit him. But your medicine won't do that.
E. F sharp. Time. F sharp, A sharp, C sharp. B.
Really, I'm really sorry.
Okay.
I love you. I love you.